1号車から5号車です。自由席は1号車から5号車です。
Steam engine went from Manchester or from Liverpool to Manchester, travelling at an amazing speed, sometimes of up to 30 miles an hour, faster than any horse or man could run. But it still took 4 hours for this journey to take place. The train we're travelling on here, a bullet train in Japan, cruises along easily at 200 miles an hour and would travel at 20 miles in 6 minutes instead of 4 hours. Each of these is a miracle. The first one was a miracle in England that the first steam locomotive was working like that. The one in Japan is equally miraculous because until 1830 and for some years afterwards, Japan really was a civilization without wheels, very sophisticated in many ways, but it had given up the wheel. Knew about wheels, of course, but it didn't even have wheelbarrows in Japan. The Chinese had wheelbarrows, they saw the wheelbarrows, but they decided never to use them. And systematically over centuries, they had lost the art or the use for wheels, so that the rickshaws that were used in Tokyo in the 1870s were invented a few years before. So people carried everything on their back and everything was transported with other ways than wheels. So the Japanese had to start from a much lower base, race ahead and create this miracle that we're now sitting in. This is probably the biggest city complex in the world, with the largest city in the world, Osaka and Kyoto and Tokyo, almost joined together, making 50, 60 million people all in one complex. Japan is obviously the most urbanized civilization this planet has ever known, squashing 120 million people into an area the size of a small English county. Some people think this is a recent phenomenon, that it only occurred in the last 100 years, but in fact Japan has for centuries been very, very heavily urbanized and compressed, people living side by side. By the 14th, 15th century you had large cities, and by the 17th century Tokyo was the biggest city in the world, with nearly 1 million people, bigger than London. This is one of the puzzles. Why was it that a very commercialized, very urbanized, very literate civilization like Japan still didn't move into any kind of industrial revolution and was still heavily dependent on human labor, whereas a small, rather rural, peripheral island like England in 1500, with hardly any large cities at all, not very literate, not enormously commercialized, yet 200 years later had begun to explode into the modern industrial urban revolution and overtake the rest of the world, and this is another mystery. Having so many people crowded into a tiny space, as in Japan, requires enormous precision of organization and particularly timing. Split-second timing. If you've got a city like Tokyo with 30 million people, the trains have to come in through the suburbs, intersected by roads, And if you get a train missing by up to a minute, the schedule, then you'd have total confusion. The bullet train itself is always within a second or two of the timing. People have to time it in and out. And therefore you get an obsession with time in Japan, even more than in the West. This is rather strange in some ways, because when you think of the instruments of measuring time, in the West, clocks were developed very early, and much before mechanical clocks, much before China and Japan. So the West had the mechanisms for timing, but didn't in some ways need them as much as they needed them here. But the moment they were introduced into Japan and China, or introduced in the 19th century, they began to develop. And of course, the Japanese now made some of the best watches.